listening to Swimming World Radio. Today we're talking with the CEO and famous coach Pierre LaFontaine of Canada. Talk a little bit about where Canada's going, and they have a Centers of Excellence concept going there. So thank you for joining us today, Pierre.
Yeah, thank you very much, Brent.
Well, so what's going on in Canada today? It's a cold day, I'm sure.
Beautiful sky, not a cloud in the sky, minus 10 centigrade, so about 10 degrees Fahrenheit. So, yeah, the kids are out there making snowmen.
Oh, good. Pierre, you've been around the world. You've coached in the United States. You've coached in Canada. You were part of the Australian Institute of Sport. Now you're, head of Canadian swimming. With the United States coming out with their Centers of Excellence concept, do you have plans, to go in that direction in Canada?
Well, we've just set up two centers. We had 8 in Canada associated with clubs, and we've set up 2 centers now, one in Montreal at the old Olympic pool, and one in Vancouver on a site at University of British Columbia, but standalone centers. The difference in the centers that we've established this year from the previous centers is that they are now standalone centers. They're not attached to clubs. The kids that do come to the centers stay attached to their home clubs and compete for their home clubs. So really what you have is 4 coaches in the centers that are basically servicing athletes, preparing them for the Olympics, but they're not, even the coaches are not attached to clubs. They are my employees.
When you say service, what do you mean they're servicing the athletes?
Well, basically the coaches, the athletes, they are the coach of record for these athletes, but the athletes don't represent the center. The center is not a club. The center is basically kind of like a gas station, and the athletes are based there and trained there. There's servicing, like physiotherapy, a massage therapist, and biomechanics, and so it's kind of like a one-stop shop at the centers, but like I said, I felt it was really important that the kids kept their allegiance to their club, because the club, I feel, and I feel that even in the U.S., I feel that in Canada, it's got to be the base of our program. So
an athlete that goes to one of your centers, are they staying there for a season in training, or are they just going in for a short period of time?
Well, that's a good question, because I'm actually doing the two sides. One is, there is home-based athletes, so they're moving from Toronto to Montreal or Halifax to Montreal. They have to be picked, and they apply for it. But we also do have drop-ins. So part of the role of my centers is actually servicing some of these athletes that might be great, 15-year-old that have no place to go, and they're hot shots in their little town, so they can't come in, in the center for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks at a time, or a Christmas training camp. To do that, though, I strongly encourage that the coaches of these kids have to come too. I feel we have to invest in our coaches, and really, at the end, the clubs are strength, and our coaches are going to be the ones making the dream happen for these kids. So I think the centers are really important for club development also, not just club, but for coaches' development. So there is the two sides. So there is a handful, maybe 10 kids in each center that are based there. And then we're running camps. We have like a breaststroke camp next week in Vancouver. We had a backstroke camp in Montreal last week. So you can come in at, for a week at a time or 6 months at a time.
So you have a staff at one center that's pretty much in Western Canada. Then you have another staff at another center in Montreal.
Yeah.
And who's on those staffs? I mean,
in Vancouver, I've got Tom Johnson, who's the head coach, and Tom has been coach for Canada for years and years and years. And we've just hired Joseph Nagy. You guys know Joseph. He was coaching
certainly.
Mike Bauman. So we're excited to have Joseph in our country helping us out. And on the Montreal side, we've hired Paul Bergen. Back to Canada. He was in Mexico for a while. And his assistant coach is this fellow called Benoit Lebrun. Benoit has been an international coach for Canada for several years, and he also speaks French, so it's really good for the French-speaking athletes in the Montreal area.
Mm-hmm. And how long have they been employed in these positions?
So the center is basically is a 2-year deal till the Olympics for us to reevaluate. They started in September, and kids applied for the centers. So we've picked, like I said, 8 to 10 in each centers, and they are to be reevaluated in March after the World Championships or after our national championships at the same period. So the kids don't just come in. The coaches are there for 2 years, and the kids don't come in blindly and are there for 2 years. They every 6 months get reevaluated. They get tested every month on, issues such as skin fold and so on and so forth. And so we're keeping a pretty good, close tap on these athletes.
How many athletes are in Vancouver?
9 or 10, exactly the number might roll depending on the period.
And then
same
Montreal?
Same for Montreal. Same numbers.
And how did you identify those athletes to go there?
Well, first of all, they had to apply in September. So they applied in September. We went through a process application. There was a certain amount of discussion between the coaches saying, okay, the purpose of the center is to I didn't want it just another club. I wanted an environment that would be created where world-class swimming was what we talked about every day. It wasn't just the national championships. It was about being competitive in the world and doing things that, hopefully nowhere else in the world are done, whether it's workload, whether it's support to athletes, whether it's testing and so on. So these 10 athletes were picked anywhere from, close to 900 on the IPS scoring and up. There's also the coach's discretion in there. If you feel that there's an athlete that's got a lot of potential, you give it a go and say, listen, you got 6 months to get to these levels.
Now, the home coaches are staying at their clubs in their towns. How are they working together communicating with the center's coaches?
Well, they're even welcome to come to the centers anytime they want. And basically, within the program of the centers, like the competitive aspect of it and so on and so forth, they're kept abreast. The kids that are competing for them, in the home clubs, stay in touch with their coaches too, because really, if there's relays, like at the national championship, these kids will compete for their clubs in relays and so on, and they score points for the clubs. So there is a certain amount of discussion in terms of expectation and so on and so forth.
So, Pierre, you've got a total of 4 coaches out there, two at the center on the east and two in the center on the west. Are these 4 coaches acting as mentors for the rest of the coaches in the country?
Yes, I think it was one of the main aspects of the role of the centers is the power of the dream comes from the ability for coaches to set up an environment for kids to make it happen. And so I think coaches need to build confidence as much as athletes. And so by having quality coaches like these guys, and for them to be able to work with younger coaches and to give them tools, and for coaches to visit when they're not running up workout in their area, they could come and visit and work with the coaches, to me is crucial, because knowledge is everything. And I think you look at the experience that a guy like Paul Bergen has, or Tom, and 30 years of coaches, and Benoit and Joseph, they could teach in 1 or 2 sessions a year of experience. And so, yes, they have a huge role. Paul has taken already even a bigger role, where they've gone all over the eastern part of Canada and ran clinics and went to all the coaches' clinic and spoke to every one of them. Tom's been on, in BC all over to look at kids, and they've done age group camps and worked with their coaches. So, yes, I think my dream of these centers was highly performance-driven, but also using these coaches and their experience to mentor the young coaches. Mentoring, just look at, the NFL, or some of these coaches are 45, 50 years old, and they're assistant coaches still. So the mentoring they gain from great basketball coaches. And so I think that's where I see the importance of my centers, and be able to to touch that. I have to tell you that we had a Bell Grand Prix just a couple of weeks ago in Toronto, and I have to tell you that a lot of the coaches that have been working with our center coaches, some, you know, local clubs, I felt were walking taller in the pool deck. They were, they felt more confident, and I think it had to already a lot to do with the, you know, the sessions they've worked with our coaches, and I think that's exciting. Confidence, you know, moves the world.
So Pierre, right now you think the system, the concept is going in the right direction?
Oh yeah, it's actually, you know, in 3 months it's been very exciting. But I keep shaking my head. I looked at the results of the world of the European short course championships, and you know they're very, very fast. And I think both of our countries need to work together. And the Europeans, you know, have so many countries actually using each other because they're competing next door every day, and swimming extremely fast. And I think we have to use each other like that. That's where I think one of my dreams would be to allow our ability for our centers to work with either universities in the U.S. or even with the center that's proposed in the U.S. and really use each other's strength to go and try to beat the world, you know?
Pierre, I think you make some very good points. And the direction of Canadian swimming is certainly going in a way that we're watching down here in the United States. And with our center of excellence now emerging as a new concept, I think a lot of people will be listening to your version of how you're working with the elite athletes and the postgraduate athletes or the young athletes you're identifying. Pierre, you mentioned working together with the universities in the United States. Are there a lot of Canadian swimmers in the universities in the United States?
Oh, we probably have over 100 of our athletes are competing, you know, using the NCAA system, which is actually a great racing model. And I do think that one of my challenges is to build a relationship with the American coaches, if that's where the kids, you know, choose to go to. We're building a program in Canada called Canadian First to educate our parents and our kids about the Canadian university system, which is excellent. But there's also the fact that we do have a lot of kids in the U.S., and one of the role of the centers for me, I think, would be also, you know, if some of these kids go back home in the summer and there's no club program, well, the center could be a place also where they could go and stop for the summer and train there for the 2 or 3 months they're back home, you know. Mm-hmm. So to me, the center is a much more than just training 10 kids, but it's about touching anybody that would like to be touched and help in their performance, whether it's, you know, it's been there for 2 years, whether it's coming just for Christmas training camp, whether it's even the coaches to visit the coaches of the center. So I think we're excited about this. We're excited about the ability to work with you guys and make a difference in the world of swimming. So,
well, that sounds like something that everybody should strive to make happen. Well, Pierre, we thank you so much for joining Swimming World Radio today, and hopefully we'll catch up in the near future and talk more about your vision and where you're leading Canadian swimming.
Well, thanks, and thanks to Swimming World. I mean, I think a lot of you guys are in the forefront in many ways, and I think it's exciting to see where you guys are going. So well done.
Thank you. Well, this is Brent Rudemeller with Swimming World Radio, reporting swimming from around the world. Take care.